Jim Loire and My Patch here on Phoenix. Right, as promised, talking football. We always tend to talk football here on a Saturday afternoon, but we have some of a football team in, and we've been featuring them quite a bit during the year. Certainly, as the year went on, we've been talking quite a bit about Riddle FC. They've been kind enough to feature us in the programme as well, so they always mention Phoenix FM. Who knows, you may well be listening as a result of mentioning them in the programme. And I'll start off by talking to the captain, the one and only Ben Pearce. Hello, Ben.
Hi there, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks. Thanks a lot for coming in. Now, there's a few of you here in the studio, and you've come along with a trophy. So you are a trophy
Indeed.
Winner from the year. Now, this is an old trophy.
Very, very old. 1939.
Now, you finished sixth in the league, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
But this trophy was won for sportsmanship.
That's right. So voted from other teams, other managers and referees and officials that have officialed us sort of during the course of the season, all do a vote, and that vote has resulted in us winning this trophy, which we are very proud of.
Wow. And as captain, you accepted it, did you?
No, didn't you? The gaffer went to the AGM.
Actually, probably a good time to introduce the gaffer as well. You are you're responsible for all this ultimately, then.
I am now, yes.
Yeah. Yep. So well, we better introduce yourself as well then. So you're Andy Balden.
I'm Bowden, Andy Balden. Yeah, I've been reserve team manager for the past three seasons, but the coming season I've been promoted to first team manager. We've actually got put a squad together now, so rather than have two independent teams, we've got a squad that we can pull from to feed both teams, you know, which is going to be much, much better going forward for the next season, you know.
So you're overseeing both teams in a way then as well?
Well, no, Josh is running the reserves, but, you know, I'll give him all the help he needs.
And Josh is over there.
Hello.
We've got a big studio here, and you're sitting in the comfy part on the sofa in the corner. Is it all right there?
That's right. It's lovely. Over here.
And you're the youngest manager in the league then?
Yep, that's right. 22 years old. So sort of player manager this year, but I'll be overlooking sort of the reserve team and sort of picking up all the points and bits like that and hopefully win the title.
So you spend less time playing now and more time managing?
That's the plan. That's what we've got agreed. However, you never know.
So you're sitting on the bench. You could well be coming on at half time or whatever.
Maybe,
as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, well, so it's a busy time. And also, we've got... Now, this was an announcement that you pretty much made off-air, but also in the studio as well, Andy, we've got the Player of the Year, then.
That's right, Tom Crow. He didn't know, actually, because our presentation's not till next week, but as we're here on the radio show, I just thought we'd announce the fact that Tom Crow was this season's Players' Player of the Season, and well-deserved as well.
What can you say? He's got all quiet.
No, it's a lovely thing to hear from the manager, and to know that all your players around you think the same. You know, it's good for me for next season. I was out in hospital over Christmas, so to come back and, you know, still have that confidence from your teammates.
Yeah.
Great feeling. Push me on for next season.
A lot to look forward to next season as well, then, when you've got that sort of label as well.
Yeah, I'm getting fitter over the summer because, obviously, it's tough.
Yeah.
Second half of the season for me, but,
good.
Looking forward to it.
Great stuff. So we're looking forward. I mean, we've covered a lot then of the team sort of on the pitch and what's going on the pitch. You're in the Mid-Essex League, is it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So you're in the same league next year. You finished sixth last year.
Yeah, we did. We got off to. I think from our point of view, is we expect this year to finish higher. We got off to quite a slow start last year. But then during the course of the season, we beat all the teams that finished above us. So we have no doubt and no reason why we can't do that this year. And certainly in Josh's and the reserve team, I think they'll be pushing for the top three as well. So that's both our team's aim, is to finish in the top three and see what happens from there.
Well, what I'll do, I'll play a song and then we'll talk more about other stuff that's going on, because there's so much happening with the club and it's not just football as well. And the money that's been spent on the club as well, Andy. So we'll come to that shortly. It's a sports show from Phoenix FM, taking you through until six. With the Premier League season starting proper in 3 weeks' time? I know it's soon coming round. But we're also talking local football, which is always good. And Andy, now I know that we're talking about the club itself. We're talking about what's going on with Riddle FC. But there's so much more happening, isn't there?
there's loads happening. I mean, Rittle FC was founded in 1902.
Before that trophy was
indeed.
Moved
to its current site in about 1968.
Yeah.
And I think the current building and changing rooms were sort of built somewhere in the 1980s.
Right.
So we've got great facilities there. There's a hall that you can sort of rent out for weddings and all sorts of functions.
But so this time of year, it's probably busy, isn't it?
It's busy. There's just been a load of money spent on the patio and seating area, barbecue area, just to make it nice, not for just them functions, but for, you know, local families. You draw people in, use the bar facilities and that. You know, you have to be members to use those facilities, but it's not expensive.
Yeah.
But I mean, around the club, there, you know, you've got table tennis, cricket. There's so much going on, really. In fact, it seems a bit of a sort of well-kept secret, really. I don't think people realise how much is going on at the club, you know.
And it's worth popping down. It's just up the A12, isn't it, really?
It was 12 minutes from here to Rittle, you know,
really?
On the sat-nav, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no distance at all.
No. Yeah. You can do it in no time, and there's so much going on, as there is with all the clubs around here.
All the sports
and social
clubs, yeah. There's lots going on. And they need lots of members, though, to keep them going, because they only survive on the back of the bar takings and the memberships.
So, certainly, if you base more up that way, find out more about it. Now, I've got the web address here somewhere. Can you remember it otherwise? I'll mention it. It's all right. I'll make sure. I don't want to put you on the spot, so I'll make sure I mention it.
For the football club or Rittle Sports Association?
Well, just generally. I mean, what is it? sportstation.co.uk/club/Rittle.
That is the football
club. That's the football
website,
club itself. Yeah. So, yeah. So, but to find out more about what's going on, yeah. So you've got, I mean, the tennis team as well, table tennis, darts as well.
There's even a darts team that's there on a Thursday night that we often see after training.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very busy club.
Do you mix? Do you tend to talk to the darts team and all that lot, or are you normally too busy?
When we have a drink in the after, you know, and have a chat with them, it's just a sort of social side of it, really. You know, you get to know everyone down there. It's quite a lot of local people, but you do get people come in from sort of other teams that play the teams.
Yeah.
So just have a quick drink after the bar and get to know other people, really.
And there's a great social element to it then as well.
Oh, yeah, it's a great atmosphere down the club.
Talking of which, you've had quite a busy day of it anyway. You were playing, what, golf first?
Yeah, so we had a golf competition this morning. It was a bit of team bonding.
Yep.
And then we shot back to the club just to watch a bit of cricket.
Yeah.
First of all, before coming over here. So, yeah, been a busy old day.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing we like doing. We like interacting. We like doing sort of as much as we can during sort of the start of the season just to get the team bonding up together. And, yeah, we are, as Andy said, more of a solid squad now, which is really nice. It's good.
And the season never stops then, does it, when you've got that social element?
It doesn't really. I mean, you get about a 6-week break from the football itself, but there's always stuff going on around the club itself, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, look, we'll wrap things up. We'll chat in a little while as well, just about how people can find out more. And you'll keep us up to date week on week with what's going on. You've got your fixture list sorted now as well. Have you? You know what's...
They're not being announced till next week, the actual fixtures, yeah.
It's actually, yeah. Yeah. So give us something to talk about in the next few weeks as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely.
Great stuff. All right, well, we'll chat in a little while. We've got Kate Nash coming up next. And we're talking football still for the next few minutes. Rittle FC, where they're where there's loads going on, and how do people get involved with the club? That's got to be one of the things. Anyone listening, if they're living nearby, fancy even getting a chance out for the team? Is it too late for next season?
No, not at all. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, my team train down at Paradise Road on Rittle.
Yeah.
And Andy, where do you train on Tuesday?
On a Tuesday night, Belfast Park in Leon C, but then with you guys on the Thursday at Rittle, Paradise Road.
Yeah.
You just Google Sports Station Rittle, it'll come up with all the contact numbers and everything. So if anyone wants to get involved, you know, give me or the assistant manager, Kevin. I think your number's on there as well, Josh.
Yeah, it should be.
So that's the way to do it.
Because we've got players that come from all over the place. I've got myself that come from, I guess, Thurrock. We've got a few South End boys, a few Chelmsford boys.
It's a bit like us.
So we are a real mix from all over the park. So, yeah, if you want to get your boots on or looking for a team, then definitely come on down and train with us.
Yeah, and then the best way to find out otherwise is just to make sure you Google Rittle FC, and all the details are there, aren't they, as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it comes
up
on the first page, Sports Station Rittle FC, and it's on the first page. Just click on it and it takes you to the website, yeah.
So a lot to look forward to for the season then.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully a promising one. Hopefully the title and the cup, but you can only dream, you see.
You said it on the radio now. Yeah. So
Josh is trying to get us to play a friendly the reserves versus the first team as well, to get a bit of honour and a bit of competition leading up to the season. So we're just trying to work out a date to get the first play in the reserves. just get a bit of competition going. So I think the two managers are looking at sorting that out fairly shortly as well, which will be interesting. I think all the boys are looking forward to that as well.
You're getting it all there though, aren't you? Like all good footballers, you play golf, you know.
Yes, we do. Or we try.
Yeah, so that's a start. And the history of the club as well, you know. When you think there are these clubs that come up fairly quickly and then seem to disappear, that the history must have a lot as well, really.
Yeah, I think, and even for me, I mean, last year was my first time in the club, and you walk in the clubhouse and there's pictures all around all the way around the bar area of previous teams, and there's trophies and stuff. So there is a lot of history there, which is good for a local team.
Yeah. Oh well, look, thanks so much for coming in. We'll be mentioning you every week. You'll be putting us in the programme as well, still, I take it.
Absolutely.
So thanks very much for that, and looking forward to the season.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's only round the corner now, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. It's great. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Thanks for coming in. Cheers. Bye.